That is why the Prime Minister is saying he has made this request. So Chrystia Freeland officially not as part of the federal government's cabinet and stepping into this new role, again, being called the special representative for the reconstruction of Ukraine. We'll continue to follow this story and bring you more details as we learn more. Well, you know what it's like? Have you ever moved away from a house? Or maybe a better way to put it is you move into a house and you get a piece of mail and you say, oh, sorry, this is not for me. This is intended for the new person or the next person, or you forward it back so that it gets to the right person. Well, I'm going to give a pat on the back to John Gormley because he does that for us. He still gets, of course, through the years and years that he did this program, he will still get requests from different representatives to say, hey, we'd like to come on the show. It could be from outside of the province, could be from outside of the country, for that matter. And John will graciously say, yeah, no problem, but I'm not the guy anymore. So here, I'm going to connect you with Evan Bray and with his producers, and we can go from there. That's exactly how we got connected with our next guest. John had done an interview with a Canadian designer, clothing designer, a few years back by the name of Simon Chang. So the company that was representing Simon as terms of publicity and promotion reached out wanting to come on the program because there's a pretty cool thing happening in Saskatoon at the end of the month. I mean, Saskatoon is actually about to experience a fashion event that usually only happens in the big cities, right? In Canada, in the Montreals and the Torontos. September 24th and 25th, we've got a Canadian fashion designer by the name of Dominic Bellissimo in the community bringing his outerwear experience to the city. So he's offering clients a unique opportunity to be personally measured, select from his carefully curated fabrics and designs, and actually have created for them a one-of-a-kind coat tailored just for them. This is rarely accessible outside of what I would call the global fashion hubs. So it's a pretty cool thing. And I'm happy to say that this iconic Canadian fashion designer, Dominic Bellissimo, is our guest on the phone this morning. Dominic, thank you for taking the call.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Not too bad. As we connected off air, you said, don't mind me. I'm in the, what did you say? You're in the cutting room?
I'm in the cutting room, yes.
So you're...
You'll hear the machines cutting fabric, scissors all over the place.
How long, Dominic, have you been into fashion?
I started in 1981.
Wow. So
I think this is my 44th year.
And you've really specialized. I did a bit of a deep dive into your fashion, some incredible designs, by the way, but you really like to focus on outerwear, correct?
I love outerwear because it doesn't go with anything.
So was that an early focus for you?
Well, no, not quite. I sort of grew into that love of outerwear, but my first opportunity was in an outerwear house. After graduation, I went to see Wayne Clark, who was a graduate of Sheridan College. He gave me five people to see between Montreal and Toronto, and I went to Lindsay Limited, which was Percy Lindsay, and he hired me right away because he needed a grader, someone to grade a pair of suede pants.
Okay.
And then immediately after that, like within 6 months, I had my own collection.
It's impressive. And, you know, you've hit some major milestones in your design career, featured in Vogue, in Flair, other high-profile outlets. Was there a milestone? Was there a day where you thought, I've made it? This is an indication that I've made it?
Yeah. 1988, I landed in Regina. We were touring from the Festival of Fashion show. And when I got out of the plane, I had the Regina Symphony playing for me as I was coming down the stairs. I thought, that's pretty cool. I think I made it.
I love it. And I love that it's a Saskatchewan memory that has... Where's home for you, by the way, Dominic?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay, good stuff. How has the industry changed over the years? You mentioned you've been doing it now for... you can measure it in decades, not just years. Where do you see the fashion industry going and how has it changed?
Well, it's changed that there's less and less skilled workers in the industry. You know, I can understand why people have to go to offshore I'm lucky. I'm still in domestic, made in Toronto. And there's less and less people to sell to. So we have to become more global.
Mm.
Our brand has to be more universal. I am designing under the HISO label, which is, they're celebrating their 50th year in shearlings and leathers. We sell to Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Holt Renfrew, Harry Rosen, a lot of furriers, a lot of fashion boutiques, like Will Boutique. Mm-hmm. There's a few of them. Mm-hmm. Havoc in the West. Cashew.
It's
Classique, where I'm going to be next week.
Well, let's talk about this experience in Saskatoon, because I said it in my introduction. This is usually something reserved for major fashion capitals, but what can people expect? You're in Saskatoon, 24th, 25th. What will you be doing? What can people expect?
I am bringing out men's and ladies between shearlings, leathers, and wools and cashmeres. Some have fox trim, some have mink trims. It's men's and ladies. They have an opportunity to select color. And if they have a fit issue, we can certainly rectify that, whether they're tall, petite, short, stout, hunched. We sort of specialize, and we can do a little bit of giving them a little bit more unique, something special for themselves.
How does a process like this, Dominic, by the way, we're chatting with Dominic Bellissimo, a Canadian clothing designer coming to Saskatoon September 24th and 25th. How does an experience like this differ from just going in a store and picking a coat off the rack?
Oh, completely different, because they're not in the store. I'm bringing unique pieces for them to look at that they wouldn't see if they were walking into a retail store. Mm-hmm. So it has a large selection of different styles for all kinds of body types.
Right. Well, what inspired you to bring this to Saskatoon?
I was invited.
Oh, I like it.
Cashew invited me out to come. She thought it'd be a great time just to give her customers an opportunity to have something different and open it up to more than what she purchased for her store.
Mm. I'm curious, there's a text on the text line asking, is the fashion industry, have you been impacted by these global trade challenges that have been going on? How has it impacted you, Dominic?
No, we haven't. We are still under the NAFTA agreement.
Okay, so you're covered, you're compliant.
Still, yeah, yes.
Kuzma compliant.
Now we'll see what happens in 2026.
Right. For the renegotiation.
Right.
Good. Okay. Right. Well, Will, before I let you go, what's next on the horizon for you? Always working on new things.
I've started 2026 winter. So I'm working on that right now, and hopefully just being able to continue.
Is there a
love
good,
what I do?
Yep. Is there a good place to go online to see your collections?
Yeah, we could do HISO.ca, HISO.ca.
Good stuff.
Is the website.
All right, good stuff. Well, Dominic, this has been great. Good luck. Enjoy your stay in Saskatoon on the 24th and 25th. And thanks for joining the program.
My pleasure. Be well. Thank you.
Dominic Bellissimo, Canadian clothing designer, and this is for men and women, as again, it's happening September 24th and 25th. It's not going down and just picking a coat off the rack. It's winter outerwear, and it's custom-made for you. So it's an opportunity to go down and pick the style, pick the color, pick the material, and have something designed one of a kind, specially for you. Dominic, we appreciate joining our program this morning. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.